Welcome to Flash KO Podcast. I'm Colton Cruz.
I'm Wyatt Garland.
Brianna Marshall.
Welcome to the podcast where we talk about and analyze anime.
And punch things with our mouths.
Today's topic, Arby's.
Yeah, it's time to talk about it.
What's the deal with Arby's? So, if you're unfamiliar with the social media stream of the least liked place to get a sandwich, like...
I'd hazard to call them sandwiches. It's not even like that popular with fast food chains.
Nope.
Yeah, that's the thing, yeah, like, But anyway, Arby's is a bad, like, fast food chain.
It's not.
But we'll get more to the food later.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you look at their social media stream, it's full of just weeb shit.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Like,
it's all 100%.
It's all kinds of anime and video games.
Cosplay,
like,
now.
Cosplay, yeah.
Throws me off.
And they're all done, like, with a very minute, like... just art style.
Yeah, they're like made out of like the food wrappers and packages and cardboard. So there's like, they're not even just drawings, you know, it's not like they're just having like a digital artist like draw this
stuff. It's kind of like cutouts just like put together.
It's like paper sculpture.
It's 3D art, and then they also incorporate cosplay, like you were saying, and some really clever ones too. Sometimes they'll have cosplay characters eating Arby's, you know, trying to normalize that act happening, you know, like their food going to people's mouths. But yeah, it's just, it's so crazy because it's like a one.
Well, it's consistent too.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking like upwards of 3 posts a day. Like, every single, like, you know, when the Switch comes out, there's a Switch Arby's like thing. Every time there's an announcement about anything, there's a new Arby's meme to go with it. And then, like, there's like really like specific ones. Like, I mean, we get Kill la Kill. They did a whole video stop motion animation of the Thousand Sunny from One Piece.
Yeah.
Made out of food boxes sailing through a sea of curly fries. Like, it's crazy stuff.
Someone's having a ball over there is what we're saying.
I think my favorite is when it's just Kirby. His mouth is open and like literally all the content is just going right into his mouth.
It's like good content. It's like not...
And it's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely
amazing.
Well done. It's so funny because if you've ever seen an Arby's commercial, their marketing scheme seems to be veering in a completely different direction.
The beef people? Or?
We have the beef. They're very masculine.
We have the meats.
The meats.
The
okay.
meats. Yeah, yeah. They're very about there because they have... they don't do hamburgers.
Nope.
They do like
roast beef sandwiches.
Yeah, they do like roast beef sandwiches, and they've done really clever press stuff in the past. I know, like in like 2014, they did like an out of the like, you know, they started with like a lot of the other fast food companies doing out of the box advertising, where they released a 5-disc like 10-hour DVD set of like they're just meat cooking, like it was just like slow TV like food porn, like.
It's beautiful.
What?
And they also, they've sent like a sandwich, they sent one of their sandwiches like into space with like a weather balloon before. Like,
what?
Yeah, like, just because, you
like,
know?
But like other fast food places have done like that similar kind of thing. And like, what is it, like Wendy's?
Viral marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah, viral marketing, which is, you know, like where we're at with like companies right now.
Some people think.
But,
Yeah, it's so interesting they have so much character in their advertising because you, like you were saying, it's like Wendy's is recently been doing a similar thing in the sense of they had a very snarky Twitter and then somebody from the internet portrayed that as sort of like this...
like a tsundere Wendy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so like that became a huge thing that a bunch of artists were generating content on
and it was
outside
all,
of Wendy's. Yeah, that is the definition of like a viral... like
oh yeah, that exploded.
A viral marketing campaign like taking off.
Yeah. And they definitely supported that and were like on board.
Yeah.
Obviously they didn't accept any of the mascot differentiation. They're like, no, this is...
Yeah, I mean, Rule 34 there is
tough. They're they're like, they're doing their own thing, but...
So many brands ruined by Rule 34.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Brought to light. I mean,
do you remember those insurance commercials? And they had like a secret agent girl, and she had pink hair.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
They literally had to stop doing it because the company saw way too much porn of that out there.
And
they
liked her.
Yeah, no, they were like, we're putting that away.
Well, she didn't have any like personality, so they couldn't angle it. She was just, I'm sexy. So of course it was just
What is it? The progressive girl, like the live action, the like flow girl, there's flow porn out there.
Oh, of course.
Oh yeah, it's gross.
She's a real person, okay? She's got an identity that you could work with. You could write with that, all right?
This I just can't trust the
there.
Internet at
no.
all.
No, again, that's, Rule 34, everything is porn. Everything is porn.
Yeah.
Everything is porn.
Yeah. And then the thing that's interesting about Arby's, as opposed to these other things that have had, you know, weeb angles
taken on them.
Exactly. Yeah. They're just like, no, like, we understand this is the way the internet is. We're just going to dive 100% in.
Yeah, they're not the victim.
Right, yeah. Right, right. And they're expanding on it. They're owning it.
We are the victim of Arby's living.
Yeah, you want to get to the food? Have you ever had Arby's?
I have had Arby's before, so...
Why?
The first time in my adult... The only time in my adult life I've had Arby's, I had with Michael. Michael likes Arby's, mm-hmm. kind of, I think.
He's had it. He tolerates it,
I guess. But, like, I think he mostly gets, like, their cheese sticks and, like, Pepsi, because they're, like, one of the few...
I will say, their cheese sticks are pretty.
See, there you go. I love, like, what is it? One of the early ones they did, too, was they did... I guess they have some kind of, like... There's some kind of triangular-shaped fried food. I would have to guess they're either chicken or cheese or nachos. There's something. There's I don't know. But they did, like, It's Dangerous to Go Alone, and they did, like, them, like, arranged, like, the Triforce. And that was, like, one of their really early, like, really soft kind of, like...
Smart.
Oh, we're gonna, like, be a little nerdy here. But no, I've had some other food. I got one of their, like, French dip sandwiches, because I was like, how can you mess up a French dip?
Yeah,
it's just
French
roast beef
dip.
And you dip it in hot brown juice. Like, terrible.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, it's fast food.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, like, burgers work. They're meant to be, like, kind of warm and, like, a little moist.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when you get a roast beef sandwich that's just, like, wet.
It's
and
not
dripping,
it's
like,
yeah.
This is really bad.
Yeah,
like,
it's like, you don't get the same psychological thing where, like, oh, I want my burger steaming
yeah.
hot, like, yeah, off the fryer, grill.
Also,
that
it's really not filling, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, on some of it, it's like, you can get two, and I'm like,
and they do curly fries, which are fine if they're good, but
they're
just wet. They're so wet.
They're wet and soggy.
And, like, that's the thing, like, a sandwich. So I'm a big sandwich
person. He's a big sandwich guy.
Let's be real. There's a whole thing with sandwiches, like, if you're going to use, like, wet, moist meat,
yeah.
you need dry bread.
Mm-hmm.
And Arby's just doesn't toast their bread in a way that keeps it dry.
Yeah.
It's literally like taking, you know, like, the McDonald's, like, whatever the, like, kids' meals come on, and putting that on that. So, like, the bread is just like, oh, so you gave me a sponge to eat, like, wet stuff on. So the bread just soaks it up and is just disgusting.
And what I also will say about their menu is, you know, I haven't eaten there at all, but I've seen exclusively through their social media, because they use their own food and they use
smart,
everything
right?
yeah.
in their content. I don't see anything green, and I'm not trying to say they should have green things, but it's just kind of like, all right, you've got, like, what, three things on
for
your menu?
For the sake of the social media color palette, they should really add
throw
lettuce.
Throw a salad in the egg, that's what I'm talking
just
about.
For the
They've got all that red, they need some green.
But, I mean, that's the thing. Like, here we are, you've never eaten at an Arby's before. You probably haven't eaten at Arby's in how long, like...
So, when I was little, being in the military, we traveled...
But the one constant was Arby's.
I love
a
the
lot.
Blue military stories. They're always so good.
When with my family, we would always travel around a lot, and we really didn't have time to, like, pack a meal or anything, so we just usually stop at fast food restaurants. My parents love Arby's.
Oh, yeah.
Really? What do they get? What is their, like...
So, they're yeah. huge with the roast beef sandwiches, and I'm just like, I'm not feeling it. So I would just usually just get, like, the fries. I tried, like, the sandwiches here and there, but they have, like, the pizza sliders, which are okay.
Pizza sliders?
I know, they just throw whatever
yeah,
shit on the
menu. Obviously, that is where that fast food corporation needs to tangent off to. It's like, well, we made a really bad sandwich. Let's try some pizza.
Yeah, pizza sells,
and
right?
And my brother, he's just like, this is absolute garbage. I refuse to eat this. So we just go to McDonald's. Like, we would literally do two stops. It's like, okay, this is for
so
our
So they
parents.
would double stop and still choose Arby's.
Yep.
Man, I'm not judging.
There's just some brand
no, I mean,
connection
like,
there.
Clearly, I mean, like, there are people who eat Arby's. There are people who eat Burger King. Like, it boggles my mind, but, like, they're out there.
There's
like,
people who eat roast beef sandwiches, and I'm just like, but why? It's not a sandwich. It's not like a burger. Burgers are like, that's filling with roast beef sandwiches. It's like...
I mean, I like a sandwich that's got roast beef on
yeah.
it, but like...
Arby's sandwich is just not filling.
A sandwich? Is that really a sandwich? I don't know.
For me, a sandwich needs like a bed of lettuce or vegetables so you can pour on a bunch of like Italian dressing and like vinegar. So then you get that nice wet crunch with the meat. That's what works for me.
Oh, I will say their Jamocha shakes are bomb. Holy
okay.
shit, that's
okay, they make
best
shakes.
Okay,
yes.
Like, you know, it's sensible.
Cookies and cream and Jamocha shakes.
So,
holy
I guess
shit.
The
so
real
they
question.
Can mix milk and sugar.
Yeah, they got a machine that does that for
there
them.
There you go.
So what is your theory on why they do the
right,
thing?
Right, that's
like,
the idea.
What is, What is, in your mind, your headcanon for this, like,
Well, I feel like we were talking about, with the last podcast, with, like, anime being, like, mainstream, like, the whole nerd culture going mainstream. If you go to the Arby's social media, you don't see any of the regular shit anymore. It's nothing but weeaboo shit. That's all it is now.
Yeah, they have 100% committed to... It's it.
So you think it's just a branding thing? They're, like, all in? Like,
I feel
a CEO.
Like, because, like...
But why? Like...
Honestly, I don't know. It's, like, kind of the same. It's, like, why do celebrities, like... Why is everyone jumping into, like, the weeaboo shit? Like, with, like, even...
Yeah, why did Nicki Minaj choose Chun-Li, huh?
Yeah,
but
no,
yet she has Mortal Kombat and, like, her freaking background bothers me. Okay.
Because that's just how the internet... That is... To be literate in the internet, you have to do that stuff now, basically. My headcanon, personally, for why Arby's is the way that it is some CEO's, like, son was just put in complete control of the social media for whatever reason, and he, like, looked up from the corner of the table that, you know, he's never had any conversation with, and put on his hood and said, "I won't fail you," and Naruto runned out of the room, and then, like, just went to the keyboard and was like, "I'm doing this," and nobody has checked on him
and
since.
And just sits there with, like, rappers and scissors, boiling away, like...
Gonna put that art degree to use, Dad! Like, I feel like it's a vendetta. Like, somebody clearly has something invested in being like, no, this is great, because there's no hint of that in any other... like, commercial, which they pay much more money for, of
course.
That's
true.
Yeah, like, that's the diversionary. It's like, they have, like, millions upon millions of, like, digital reach with, like, their social campaigns, but, like, they'll spend, I'm sure their TV budget outmatches 10 times their digital budget.
Makes sense.
And they'll spend that, so that's an so that's the interesting, that was my headcanon, too, is I was like, yeah, it's gotta be just somebody's son, and they're just super into anime, and the higher-ups just are like, whatever.
I don't know what Facebook is.
Yeah, they're just like, I don't Insta whatever. And it's like, I mean, look at how well they run a, like, fast food restaurant. I mean, like, I figured it was literally just a, like, well, whatever. Like,
we'll give it to Steve.
Yeah.
He's always in the crunchy roll.
But I did look it up, so I'll give us, like, the real rundown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so there's a thing.
So that we come to some kind of finality here. So it is, they do have, a sophisticated, like, digital marketing team. They have a head of digital media. Okay. They have, like, digital marketing team on it. And from the head's perspective guy, he said in an interview with Kotaku that they were, you know, doing that same thing where they're just like, yeah, we were kind of snarky on social media, but, like, we also had to, like, push all of our, like, here's the new burger coming out, or here's the new sandwich, like every other food fast food restaurant has to do. Something a lot of people don't realize about fast food is, like, it's kind of like M&M's. Like, M&M's doesn't really need to advertise, like, have you heard of M&M's
before?
Like,
when people want fast food, they get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, like, the reason, like, M&M's specifically, the reason they advertise is so that when you think to yourself, hey, I want some candy, you're like, M&M's is a candy.
Yep.
To yourself. Like, that, it's purely just to be like, hey, M&M's is candy. And, like, you're like, so, like, an M&M's commercial, they're not tracking, like, did you go out and buy M&M's, like, right after you saw it? Like, so the same thing for fast food. They work in a way where they can't just be like, McDonald's, we got burgers. So the way fast food works is they have to continuously come up with news about their products. So that's why, like, the McRib only comes for, like, a certain portion of the year.
Yeah, it's just
It's because it has to be. It's literally just a marketing thing. It's like, oh, we can spend our money on saying that the McRib is here this part of the year. Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Whoever invented that at McDonald's must just be, like, rolling in it. But anyway, and that's, like, again, like, same thing. So, like, Arby's was doing in that same cycle. There's, like, so we just have to, like, make up a new arbitrary sandwich every, like, couple of times. We have to launch cheese Doritos, like...
Illuminati, like, themed food.
So the like, chief of their digital strategy.
Taco Bell. Oh my god.
That was crazy.
Jesus.
That was bad commercial, bad marketing campaign.
No.
Go on.
The digital guy, he was just like, I want our social media to just look different from what the other fast food chains are doing. And his team sat around and, like, we really like video games. Can we do video game stuff? So they did, like, one. You know, they did, like, a random one, like the Triforce one. They were just like, we'll just do one and, like, whatever. And, like, people were like, oh, this is so fucking cool. And so people actually engaged on it. Like, how much do you have to say personally about your identity in, like, the new McRib coming out? It's you're either a McRib person or you're not. Like, there's really any way for you to be like, oh, you are culturally, like, identifying with me in a way.
Right.
But Triforce, people were like, well, shit, I've never eaten Arby's before,
yeah.
But, like...
Are they supporting gamer culture?
Yeah, they were, like...
I'm online,
Yeah. So, like, beyond that, it got a lot of people, like, I mean, like we just said, our experience with Arby's, we wouldn't. Why would we talk about Arby's if it wasn't for this specific?
We're doing a podcast
specific
about it.
Thing that makes us feel like they're targeting our own identity, and it's identifiable because it doesn't make sense. There's not like at the end of like the, you know, Sunny coming over the curly fries. They don't have a like buy the new burger. Yeah, like
it's just there.
It's just like wow. They didn't. They wanted to serve me content even if they don't want to serve me food.
Exactly. And you know what's really interesting is that they went with that angle because, you know, it just shows illiteracy, you know? Like,
yeah,
they were we went with what worked, what got engagement online. And what I was going to say is they don't have, like, a mascot. So that what they're really doing here is they're creating...
a cowboy hat, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't work. They don't even have anybody in the cowboy hat. So they really just starved for... But it's also an opportunity for them.
Because
they don't have to, like, a sounding board is the one of it's a really good sales technique. There is an artist at my company, and he's an older guy. He doesn't say a word. He just sits there, and people project exactly what they want from him. They just talk to him, and they let it all spill out because he just nods. And they're like, oh, you're an old, oh, you must be so good. Like, oh, and you, okay, yeah, you're gonna, wow, and oh, like, you know, they just push it all out. And it's because he's an artist and he has zero identity. And they have this ability here because, you know, they've got they don't have a character. They don't have an angle.
They're again, talking about kind of like the victim versus like, they're not projecting something out at us. They're kind of like opening up the store and like inviting us in to be like, oh, like, let me look at this Arby's stuff. Like, all three of us, we went and we like scrolled through some of their posts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How many ads do we click on and like be like, oh, we're gonna look at their or like all of their like their posts. Like, let's just roll through.
You would like that Urbosa one, right?
Oh my
like,
god.
You throw
them
a
so
click.
Good.
Like it's just
exactly.
Like, no, it's decent art.
Because they provided like content to us for free that we like. And it's like, even if we didn't buy a sandwich, we came away with a positive kind of experience with Arby's and like gradually, like the M&M thing, it sticks with us. And we're fast food, what's a fast food restaurant? And you're like, oh man, Metroid, like. they did a great Metroid one. They did, the Ultron. They did, like, Ultron's head.
That's
like,
so crazy.
And the thing is, with that, they get picked up, you know, obviously trend jacking. So, like, any new movie that's out, it's like, oh my god, like, look at this thing related to this other thing.
Well, the super finale, they did a really good Goku one. I was just like, they're on top of things.
And that's, the huge thing with this. Is like, they're not just like, oh, the new Marvel movie came out. Here's Thor on, like, a package. No, here's Metabots. Like, speaking of, so, like, I don't know if you guys know who, like, I think it's ProZXD or ProXD. He's, like, the chubby Asian guy who did Vines.
Oh, okay. No, I don't.
Sounds familiar.
No, wait.
He's so good at impressions. And
wait,
doing,
oh,
like,
is this the one guy who was like, no, I just wanted to see titties.
Yeah.
Yes, I love him.
So, like, literally in 2012, he just made an offhand joke where he was like, Arby's ads, this ads. And he threw down the Arby's ad, and it was Metabot. It was like a Metabot's little thing he made in their style. Literally this past week, they sent him, they made what he made and like did it to their social media and they sent him the one they used in their like picture like the Metabots
right. Like
together.
Because you said trend jacking, why not?
And then the interaction, again, it's deep veins. They're not just like, again, like I was saying, they're not just doing like, oh, here's Thor.
Surface level.
They're like, no, we are with you. We are you people. Yeah. We identify.
And the capital that they're gaining, because we were talking about human capital earlier today, the capital that they're gaining is something that no fast food restaurant has right now.
True.
Respect. Like, just even, like, a shred. Like, they did a Metroid. Listen, I love Metroid. And Metroid fans know, there's not a lot of Metroid content out there. Nintendo's not too friendly with the old Samus Aran, so it's like, anything is like, is that Samus? Like, you
know, it's so specific and it's so American. It's not like there's Arby's in Japan that's like rolling it in because of
this. Right.
They are on the American social media page. They're here and it makes us feel special and weird. Like,
Well, at least aware, you know, like, because I like the fact that they have different TV ads. Because if I saw a Weeaboo TV ad, that doesn't make any sense yet. Okay, middle America is not ready for this shit. Like, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't make any money.
I think kind of like what we were saying too, like, so, like, let's say a big fish like McDonald's did this.
Oh, no.
No way we trust that.
Pandering.
Like, you were
pandering.
Saying, don't respect. Exactly. We'd feel like, well, fuck you, McDonald's. But Arby's sucks, so it works. Like, Arby's kind of sucks, and like, well, I already know I don't want to eat at Arby's.
Yeah,
so you advertising me and doing a good job. It's like, all right, I'll give you the little. here.
Right? I feel like it'll
if
only
it was 3 a.m.
Especially with the Weeaboo ads, it'll only work if they throw it in like with Crunchyroll or like Funimation.
Well, the
like,
thing is, this is what they're building to. That's what they're building to. Now they have a history of that.
Oh my god.
Now a sponsorship with Funimation or Crunchyroll. If they're at a convention, something basic, I mean, they need to work on their menu, but like that's not the point. The point is, there are people who would eat it. So
there are people who eat it. They exist. They are around. They are a functioning business. Let's not like none of the three of us own a fast food chain. Fast food chain.
They're doing great.
But it's so interesting. Again, it's we had to talk about it.
Yeah,
that's just been like on the back of the head, and it's just like, but why?
Yeah, we brought it up a couple times to ourselves, but now it's reached the boiling point, and they're going to continue. I mean, I see no reason why they won't stop this trend, and they're only picking up popularity with this.
Right, it is a feedback loop. If they had done this for a year and it hadn't worked, they'd have stopped.
Exactly. Yeah.
The reason they've gotten to this peak point where, like, I'm seeing Arby's ads on Instagram, a space that has tons of ad inventory, like over stock, that nobody's buying, and they're reaching me on such a specific targeted level. So like, I work in digital advertising. Like, one of the huge promises of digital advertising is we're going to match you with the customer that wants your stuff. And so, like, that's the idea. Advertising isn't evil. Advertising is meant to be like, hey, I really need this thing. Here's a company that can provide a good product that matches what like my needs are. Like, advertising is supposed to be like this two-way thing where like they meet in the middle and it's like, oh, I did need like a coupon off of this thing that I actually needed. And advertising just brought the two of us together at the right time.
Yeah. It's about getting the information though, because like I bought one thing off of Instagram.
It's providing that information and customizing it.
Yeah.
But like a lot of companies kind of in this era now, because adults and old white people running companies don't understand this, you end up with like Hulu. Name like an ad on Hulu that you've got that has felt like, yeah, that was a good ad.
Oh yeah.
You might be able to name a couple, but name the amount of ads that you're like, why am I getting this ad at all?
Yeah.
Why are you trying to advertise a Ford Expedition to me?
A car.
A like 20-something year old, fresh out of college. It's like, I can't buy that. Or like AARP commercials. It's like, I'm like, on the most basic scale.
I'm watching JoJo.
Scale,
like, what the hell?
On the most basic scale, you know you should have wasted that like,
space.
Probably 5 cents they spent to reach you as an audience member there. But like,
on a large scale.
Here Arby's is and I get like an Instagram ad on like a platform I'm on and a platform I care about, giving me content that fits on that platform that is art.
Yeah.
And then really specific to my interests. That is like the beauty of digital advertising, like working correctly.
It's the hook.
And you know what? Maybe we'll eat Arby's at some point.
Hey, you know what?
You know what? No, I'm gonna say it. After the convention, we're gonna go to Arby's.
We're gonna go to Arby's and we'll do a review. We'll do it.
Do one of those
Stay tuned for an Arby's reaction video.
We will get one thing. My goal will be to try to find one thing green there.
Yeah, we'll each get something different and we'll try Arby's.
Yeah.
Let us know in the comments below, guys, if you guys are brave enough to choose. Try Arby's. Not choose Arby's, but try Arby's.
Oh man, we're hacking it up.
This video brought to you by Arby's.
Yeah, I wish. I'll do some art.
We're open to it, for
I'll
sure.
I'll do some art. You wanna draw?
Catch you next time, guys.